Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Simrow, and I am proud to be a Pet World Insider. I'll tell you what, these are difficult times, and sometimes we all need a helping hand. Our next guest founded a group that is doing just that and doing it on a very large scale. I want to welcome to the show Mark Ocon from PetFoodStamps.org. Mark, welcome.
Glad to be here, Robert. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. And thank you for all you're doing for pet parents and pets throughout the country. How did you get started with the program?
Well, I had a friend a few years ago who was having some difficulties. There was a death in the family, and she was on food stamps, not able to find work, and told me that she sometimes fed her cat before herself. And the term pet food stamps entered my mind. And I sat with it a little while, pursued it, and was able to open up the nonprofit organization just a few months ago in February.
I got to say, it's a heart-wrenching story, but then kudos to you for being inspired to take this issue and do something about it. Now, what were some of the hurdles as you were putting this together that you had to overcome?
Well, with a program like this, it's quite expensive. And my initial concern was that we wouldn't be able to raise the type of donations and contributions we would need to run this program nationally, which was my intention, because even though I'm from New York, you know, I just don't want to help people who need help in New York. I want to help people nationwide. And when the site was built and put up in February, we saw the tremendous response from applicants within 3 hours of putting the site up. It had gone viral. And we were getting, you know, thousands of applications a day with absolutely no press or anything like that. And lucky through some family connections and some business connections, we were able to secure the funding necessary to run the program nationally. So that's really the main roadblock initially. And then, obviously, we now have nearly 200,000 applicants to the program and pretty much a small 6 to 8 person volunteer staff. So we get a lot of people on Facebook and through emails telling us, you know, we've waited a month or two already, we haven't heard anything. And that's really the hardest part at this point, is to getting back to people quick enough to satisfy their requirements for pet food. But we are moving into a bigger office by the end of the year with more volunteer staff, and we'll be able to really streamline the program and help people as quickly and efficiently as possible.
Wow, that is incredible. 200,000 that quickly. It just goes to show the need that's out there. Now, let's talk about who qualifies for the program.
Well, if you are receiving public assistance, either from welfare or food stamps, it's more than likely you will qualify for the program. And there are nearly 50 million Americans who receive food stamp benefits, with, from what research says, more than half having pets. So over the next few years, we do expect to have several million people who apply and are approved to the program. So as I said, if you're on public assistance, you will likely qualify for the program.
Now, I want to make this clear for our listeners. It may be public on the people side, but on the pet side, you're doing this purely from donations, private donations.
It is 100% donations. There is no affiliation with the government in any way, shape, or form. Every donation comes from individuals, businesses, corporations, and from grants from nonprofit foundations and charities.
Let's talk about how the program works once I've been approved for it. What am I going to experience? What am I going to get? And how am I going to make this work for my pets?
Well, we're opening up our new website where people will be able to go on the site, log into an account, fill out a very short form, an application form, and they must submit two pieces of documentation. One is which a award letter of benefits from the public agency providing that benefits, and another is a photocopy of a state ID with the address on the ID matching the address on the award letter. Once that's established, proven, and verified, you're then enrolled to receive home delivery from PetFlow of your pet food for a six-month term. And if in 6 months you still need that pet food assistance and are still receiving those same benefits, it will continue for another 6 months. So there's a total of a one-year term of receiving pet food home delivered to your home for free.
Wow, that is incredible. Now, as you're going through this, I'm sure you've heard just a lot of heart-wrenching stories. I won't ask you those, but what have been some of just the great successes that you've been able to achieve in just this early stage?
Well, I would say starting out the program for the couple of months we've been actually sending out food, I'd say probably 30 to 40% of the deliveries at this time have been to service dogs, people who are blind or severely disabled and rely on their pets for assistance for a variety of factors. And we always try to get that out as quickly as possible. And hearing from people, sometimes through interpreters or things like that, about what it means to them is very moving, not only for me, but for everybody on the staff. The letters we receive from people, the calls of people just crying, literally crying every day. We get people thanking us. And it's a really great way to spend your day helping people and to hear that the work that you do and the incredible amount of time we spend is having an effect.
Now, you mentioned the volunteers. You can't do any organization like this without great volunteers. How are people able to help you out in your mission, even if they're not in New York?
There really is no way for people to help us business-wise when it comes to administrating the program without being in our head office because of privacy issues and things like that. But if people want to help us out, the best and only way at this point is to donate to the program because, as we said, we're not government-funded. And at this point, we're trying to, with the website, with the advertising, have 100% of all donations go to pet food. So donating to the program really is the primary way for people to help out and also to spread the word to people that might need the services about how to visit our site to apply for the program. So those are really the two main ways people can help.
So, Mark, why is there such a need for this? Is this something that's always been there, or has it gotten worse over the past few years? What is it, in your opinion, that is just really, 200,000 is staggering.
Well, since the 70s, I think it's been pretty obvious with the offshoring of production and the financialization of the economy that people are really suffering. And I guess you could say, in a way that people would understand, the imagery of the 99% versus the 1%, the wealthiest, salaries have stagnated. People are losing their jobs. People's homes are being foreclosed upon. People's hours are being cut back. So the amount of people who fall into the category of needing food stamps is just increasing exponentially. And when you have a family and when you have a pet and you lose your job, the first thing to go is the pet. And we want to prevent people from losing their best friend, from children being traumatized from losing their best friend, and from pets being surrendered to high-kill shelters and put to sleep because there's no food for them. And there are many, many, many social programs, both private and state and federal, designed to help people, but very few, if any, designed to help pets. And we are there to fill that need.
I think that's great, and I'm definitely moved and touched by, especially hearing that, because we don't think about that, but the people with service dogs that do have those needs, and you're right, they don't have any additional assistance being given to them to handle the pet portion of what they need. Great program. Mark, I want to make sure everybody has the information. What is the best website information for them?
The website is simply petfoodstamps.org. That's PETFOODSTAMPS.org, petfoodstamps.org. You simply go on the site and you're able to donate using PayPal, even if you don't have an account. And that money will go directly towards purchasing the pet food to supply everybody who is approved for our program.
I think this is a great program, folks. Check this out. Donate if you can. Make sure others are aware of it. Mark, thank you again for all that you and your volunteers are doing. It is making a huge difference in the pet world and the human world. Thank you for doing this.
We're very happy to do it, and I appreciate being on your show, Robbie. You take care now.
You too. Folks, we'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Perfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Perfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Perfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.